It was one of the most gobsmacking revelations of the Banking Royal Commission. Customers of wealth manager AMP, some who had died, were charged fees for financial advice when none was actually given. But today, Australia's corporate watchdog announced it's thrown out its criminal investigation into the matter. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission says it was advised by prosecutors that charges should not be brought against executives who'd overseen the fees for no service misconduct. Rachel Mealy reports.
There were a number of them, but this was one of the more startling moments of the Banking Royal Commission.
17. False or misleading statements.
Were you counting that as one or two?
I only counted that as one. Do you think I should count it as two?
I think in fairness, Mr. Hodge, you should.
Okay. The 18th false or misleading statement by AMP to ASIC.
AMP executive Anthony Regan admitted the company had lied to the corporate regulator.
When you say not as robust as it should be, what we seem to be seeing is that a conscious decision is made to protect the profitability of AMP at the expense of complying with AMP's licence. Do you agree?
Yes, I believe that's what that shows, yes.
AMP admitted it had taken the customers of retiring financial advisers, then charged them for financial advice without dispensing any. The Royal Commissioner, Kenneth Hayne, described the behaviour as not just unlawful, but ethically and morally wrong. At the time, the Prime Minister was scathing.
This type of behaviour can attract penalties which include jail time. That's how serious these things are.
But today, the corporate watchdog ASIC announced it wouldn't proceed with the criminal case into AMP because the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions advised against it. Elizabeth Sheedy is a professor in the Department of Applied Finance at Macquarie Business School.
My initial reaction was surprise because, ASIC had put a brief of evidence to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, and that certainly suggests that they thought there was some grounds there for a case.
AMP paid a heavy price as a result of the revelations. Its share price plummeted, along with its public image. Senior figures in the organisation were shown the door, and ASIC is still pursuing civil cases against it. No explanation was given by ASIC for its decision to drop the criminal case, but Professor Sheedy says it may have been hamstrung by lax corporate laws.
I feel that many people will be really disappointed, but in a way, lots of people will not be surprised because it's been a pattern that they've become familiar with. It just doesn't seem fair that egregious wrongdoing can come to light, and the consequences don't seem to be to be significant enough.
Elise Bandt is a professor of private law and commercial regulation at the University of Western Australia. She says the federal government needs to speed up its reforms of corporate criminal laws.
ASIC wants and has shown considerable appetite for wanting to pursue corporate wrongdoers, particularly since the Royal Commission. It has been, active and bringing actions repeatedly in respect of wrongdoers that have been identified in the Royal Commission and elsewhere. But it has to work within the confines of the law. And the law, frankly, at this point, is pretty pathetic.
In a statement, AMP says it welcomes ASIC's announcement. The company says it's apologised to all affected clients and in 2018 it paid back the fees it had charged them.
Rachel Mealy there.